from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, we welcome back from Winnipeg, Manitoba, the creator of the award-winning guitar-based funk and tribal sounds band, Eagle and Hawk. Vince Fontaine will be stopping by to tell us all about their new album, Liberty. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. And I'm ready. You ready? We're going to get it all started in 60 seconds.
Support for today's program comes from All My Relations Art Gallery, located in the Minneapolis American Indian Culture Corridor, has a history of producing high-quality contemporary American Indian fine arts exhibits. To learn more, visit them on the web at allmyrelationsarts.com.
Make service to others your new resolution. Over 1 million Rotarians have been changing lives since 1905. Join the people of action today and be the change you want to see this year. Visit Rotary.org to find a club near you.
Dakota Works, a division of American Indian OIC, offers employment services to prepare you for a career. With job training, resume building, internships, and supportive services, Dakota Works focuses on supporting the whole person. To learn more, visit dakota.org/works.
Become a member of the Indigenous in Music and Arts community. We have a variety of membership levels. Visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and click on the link to become a member. Your support helps Indigenous in Music and Arts and its programs. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
All right, let's get it going. Eagle and Hawk, here's She Comes of Age.
Salvation Army boots to take a stand up Pritchard Avenue to the promised land, the main line. She's come farther than the northern lights. She's shining just as strong and bright. Giant headlights jumping off the page.
Dance with the thunderbirds.
brand new from Liberty, the Liberty album, Eagle and Hawk. Vince Fontaine's going to be stopping by in our spotlight here in about 25 minutes. All right, here we go. Ava Rose Johnson. This one's called Heaven's Window. I'm Larry Kay. This is Indigenous in Music.
On the color blue. Now there's tears on my cheek as I fall on my knees. I can hardly breathe and my soul is bruised. Yeah, this is me without you.
See the ladies all insane there, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like to be. Well, I headed for Las Vegas, only made it out to Needles. Can you feel it? It must be real. It feels so good. It feels so good. Well, I never been to hell.
Oklahoma, not Arizona. What does it matter?
That's music from Black Hawk Walters. I've never been to Spain.
What does it matter? It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. All right. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music. Music now from Nehi Wahak. Like Indigenous art, I want to invite you over to our homepage at indigenousandmusicandarts.org and come visit our virtual art gallery, currently featuring Steve Standing Cloud, Anishinaabe, Christopher Sweet, Ho-Chunk, and John Feather, Nakoda. Check us all out at Indigenous and Music and Arts, our virtual gallery. Come visit. All right, the Cody Blackbird Band, here's Evolution. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music.
Evolution. Now revolution. Ooh, evolution. Now revolution.
Seems like in this day and age, everyone wants change. No matter who you are, the color of your skin, or who you pray to, everyone wants change in this world. The issues arise when we all want change but have different ideas that keep us from truly being able to spark that change on the level that it should be. They say that you're crazy if you think that you can change the world, but I think that you're crazy if you think that you can't change the world. You hear people talking about revolution, the need for great revolution. The secret is evolution.
Ooh, evolution. Now revolution. Ooh, evolution. Now revolution.
revolution is to revolve back to a broken system, a broken way of doing things. What we truly need is evolution. Evolution begins with oneself. Change yourself, change your family, change your neighborhood, change your city, change your state, change your country, change the world. It begins with oneself. It's evolution, not revolution. Something that we must always remember when we have these evolutionary mindsets is that not everybody is going to have the same evolutionary mindset we have. So it's important that you realize that not everybody is going to be for you, some will be against you. It's evolution, not revolution.
Revolution. It's music from Romeo Void, Never Say Never, from the Benefactor album. I'm Larry Kay. You're listening to Indigenous in Music. Music now from Los Amigos Invincibles.
Hey, aquí vengo yo. Ven que te invito un vacilón. Lo que tú tienes, mami, lo que yo quiero. Ay, mamá, dame el mambo, dame el mambo, dame el mambo, dame el mambo.
su muñequito en esta lacera blanca. Detrás de ti baila el loco, baila el que aspira tenerte. Vaya fácil, pero nunca gratis. Venga, sin saberlo ese va a cobrar. Mala paga, ¿quién lo manda? Blanca, se le veía en la cara, cara, pagó esa cuenta, cuenta. Que amaneció en la cera, cera, coca loca, que el pez muere por la boca. Que se pierde, no regresa, no regresa pa' su casa. A cruzar la esquina, carro de pastillas, balacera. Tiene perdida vagabunda, la espalda le alcanza. Culminante, ahí quedaste. Mancha la calle, mancha la historia. Mancha de lágrimas incoloras. La ciudad, madre que llora inconsolable. Ay, no.
That's music from Disorder Public Gall. I'm Larry Kay. Coming up next, my guest, Eagle and Hawk, Vince Fontaine, will be stopping by in our spotlight. We'll be right back.
Become a member of the Indigenous in Music and Arts community. We have a variety of membership levels. Visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and click on the link to become a member. Your support helps Indigenous in Music and Arts and its programs. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is now a part of something bigger. We have started a nonprofit, 501c3 Indigenous in Music and Arts, featuring not only musicians, but arts and entertainment from our Indigenous peoples. To find out how you can be a part of this and become a member or donate, visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org.
Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, our guest comes to us from Winnipeg, Manitoba. He is the creator of the award-winning guitar-based funk and tribal sounds band, Eagle and Hawk. 22 years in the making. They have just released their newest album, Liberty. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome back Mr. Vince Fontaine. How you doing, Vince?
Yeah. Hey, yes, hello. Thank you so much, Larry.
Oh,
good
yeah.
To hear from you again.
Yes, yeah, it's great. always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Yes, thank you. For sure.
How you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good. You know, time is moving. Holy smokes, we've gone past Thanksgiving now. We're already going to start hearing some Christmas type of holiday season
yes.
things happening. So yeah, we're moving quick, and before you know, we'll be counting in 2020.
Oh yeah, and I bet you got big plans, especially with the new album out. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, it is a. Very exciting to put out a new album. It's Eagle and Hawk's first album in about 9 years or so. We actually, as I was thinking about it, yeah, looking back, we had a bit of a hiatus, probably around 2011, 2012, which actually opened the door for the creation of Indian City Band, of course, which I got out of the gate with that. Eagle and Hawk somehow percolated on the sideline with the motor revving, and the phone started ringing again. And, you know, we did some select gigs over the last 2 years. And then it really picked up again about 2-3 years ago. Just the phone started ringing. And in a sense, Eagle and Hawk is, because it's been around for quite a while, a lot of folks still remember that group.
Sure.
And we're glad to hear that there was some new ideas in the works, right?
Yeah. We didn't give up on you. They're back.
Yeah, we're back.
Sure. Now, are you touring currently? Staying busy?
Well, we're starting to look at possible dates in 2020. We want to get across Turtle Island, so it'd be wonderful to go from coast to coast on both sides of the 49.
Sure.
So, yeah, we're starting to dot the calendar and get some dates happening in 2020 and start touring the album. We're pretty happy with the album and some of the songs. They're a little social and political in a sense in some of the tracks.
Sure. Now, how long did it take you to put this project together?
Started thinking about it in the spring last year, and as an artist will say, you know, sometimes it comes quick. Sometimes you really have to labor for the music. And in this case with Eagle and Hawk, it wasn't that easy because, you know, after a 9-year hiatus, you wonder, well, what kind of sound are you going to have?
Yeah.
You want to be sounding kind of 2020 and what's relevant and what are you going to sing about? And so, yeah, it took a bit of sketching out a bunch of ideas. We probably had 30, 40 song ideas and things that didn't quite make the cut, and then we just narrowed it down to 7 tracks.
Sure. Now, who's in your band?
Well, the core of the band is myself, and Jay Bodner has been the singer since 1998, so he'll be coming up to 20 years. Lauren Spatz-Mulhall, one of the original members as well, and our drummer is Rich Reed. We have a couple of other folks that jump in as the live band, and as some people had just learned, some tragic news that happened in the Eagle and Hawk family this week, the sudden passing of our original keyboard player and band member, Mr. Jerry Atwell, he just passed away on the weekend. So we're,
Sad news, in a sense,
having some mourning and grief and then trying to carry on and pay tribute to him.
Sure.
Yeah.
So now, what is your favorite thing about your fan base? You've been out there for quite a few years. What do you enjoy?
Well, I like playing live music. That's one thing. That's the main thing I love doing is playing live music. And when people enjoy the gig or they appreciate, you know, the music we play and the songs, that's wonderful. One of the real coolest things that ever happened, and it was in Milwaukee at Indian Summer Music Festival, and we were playing. People were actually singing along to the songs. I was quite moved by that.
That's
see
cool.
People that I had never seen, and they're singing the words to the song. It was pretty something.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Now, you can be back in the States?
I hope so. I hope to, I'd love to get to the Sunshine State. Love to get there. I'd like to get to Southern Cal. So like I said, we're looking to put the word out that Eagle and Hawk is
back,
set up and ready to go and to get out there and share some of our new music.
Sure. Vince, can you give any advice to new and upcoming musicians breaking into the music scene?
Breaking in, I don't even know if that's the word anymore. let's just say, some advice to new artists. Well,
sure.
Get out and play your craft. If you're a guitar player or if you're a singer, piano player, practice and play, and then look for opportunities where you're going to play. If it's going to be in the community center, you know, it's going to be at a club, it's going to be in the church basement. Wherever you get an opportunity to play, are you going to play on the community, on the res, you know, something like that? Get an opportunity to play. Do your best to start writing and sketching new music. Put it on social media, and then be committed to it and realize that music comes with so many rewards.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes it's very difficult because the phone doesn't always ring.
Right.
There's so many other great artists. There's so many great Native American Indigenous artists out there that I think it's grown so much in the last 15, 20 years. There's new generations of artists and voices, and they're just kind of following that line of succession. You know, before Eagle and Hawk, there was folks like Keith Sokolov, Bill Miller, Redbone, and John Trudell, and Floyd Westerman. There was on and on, right? So great to be part of that line, right?
Oh, yeah. Eagle and Hawk is featured in our current issue of the same magazine. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and get yourself a free issue. I would like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Mr. Vince Fontaine. He is the creator of Eagle and Hawk, and they have just released their 9th album out, Liberty. And you can find out all about them on their Facebook page and hear their music on Spotify. Vince, thank you so much for showing back up again tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Always great to be there. Thank you so much for your support and getting the word out.
Oh, yeah. We're going to play you the title track from their new album. Here is Liberty.
So far across the whole wide world just to be in your arms. I got a whole lot of money, I'm a humble man, but when I dream my dreams, they're all American. Oh, hey Liberty, let me in. I wanna feel your concrete. Man wants to love you, huddled masses all around. They want to sleep in your bed, they want to wear your crown. So please have mercy on this tired soul. Let me in, baby, make me
was music from Eagle and Hawk, and that was their title track, Liberty. In case you're just tuning in, Vince Fontaine was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
Midnight Shine, Heart of Gold. I'm Larry Kay. Music now, here's Gabby Taylor. Does she know I'm out here dying? I'm Larry Kay.
I was a standing fool for thinking I took it well. She thinks I played it cool, but I was under a spell. I was shocked to hear her say goodbye. Close the door, leave me hanging dry. Does she know I'm out here dying? Does she hear me out here crying? The hell I'm going through, what they're left to do. This is killing me to the ground. In these tears I am drowning. I need her love to survive, but it's hard to stay alive. Does she know I'm out here dying? Left my truck on her driveway, it didn't want to start. So I aimed for that highway with a broken heart. I wanna get as far away from her, but I can't get past the curve. Does she know I'm out here dying? Does she hear me out here crying? Hell, I'm going through, what's there left to do? This is killing me to the ground. In his tears I am drowning. I need her love to survive, but it's hard to stay alive. Does she know I'm out here dying? Dying. Does she hear me out here crying? The hell I'm going through, what's there left to do? This is killing me to the ground. In these tears I am drowning. I need her love to survive, but it's hard to stay alive. Does she know I'm out here dying? I need her love to survive, but it's hard to stay alive. Does she know I'm out here dying?
Coming on, drawing. base of your spine. Hear them ring. War cries. It's the sound of the people.
Music from Leela Gilday, brand new Rolling Thunder. Hey, I want to invite you over to our music page, indigenousandmusic.com, and get yourself a free issue of the Say magazine, featuring our guests, Leela Gilday, Eagle and Hawk, Gabby Taylor, Zeno Art, and Cody Blackbird Band. That's at our homepage, indigenousandmusic.com. All right, here we go. Music now from Stoic. This one's called Tonight. I'm Larry Kay, and you're listening to Indigenous in Music.
Feeling hope and right, so good is gonna happen.
That's music from El Loco, Lowrider. Hope you enjoyed today's show and our guest, Eagle and Hawk. I want to thank my guest, Vince Fontaine, for stopping by and giving us an update on their new album, Liberty. Oh, yeah. Hey, if you missed part of today's show and our interview, don't worry. You can find all of our shows on our music page. They're all archived there. That's at indigenousandmusic.com. We're there 24/7, 365.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.